Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Welcome to CSIS. We have about an hour, so we're going to try and get through as much as possible, and I'm going to be very brief. Let me begin by saying we had good news from Serbia yesterday, and today we have good news from Kosovo. And I have the pleasure of introducing and welcoming the two top leaders from Europe's newest state, the Republic of Kosovo. As you know, it's been a very busy year. Independence declared in February, followed by international recognition by the United States and most of the EU countries. I think now 43 or so countries have recognized Kosovo. A new constitution was passed last month. Another important legislation is in the works. And efforts are now underway for Kosovo to join various international organizations. Also, as you know, Kosovo faces many challenges. I'm sure we'll cover some of this today. Arrest of Serbian minority, still the refusal of Belgrade to recognize Kosovo's independence, the slowness of transforming the UN mission into an EU mission, and of course, persistently poor economic conditions amongst a very vibrant young population. I'm not going to list everything. A lot of these questions are going to come up, I'm sure, during our talk. No biographies. Let me just introduce, first of all, His Excellency Fatmir Sedjul, the President of Kosovo, and His Excellency Hashim Thaci, the Prime Minister of Kosovo. The President will be first. We have simultaneous translation, and I believe your headsets are already set to the right channel according to your language. So without further ado, let me hand over to the President.
Indeed. Thank you, Mr. Bogaisky. Honorable ladies and gentlemen, it is a very important situation for me and the Prime Minister Thaci to be here together and present here some of the new visions of the progress of Kosovo in this period, which is of great importance for us. I think that we are witnesses of the participation in a very important process that Kosovo went through, which was the process of the political status by overcoming and going through very difficult situations, facing very big challenges and very tangible situations as well. But I can also say that Kosovo, during these years, has witnessed in the best possible way its maturity and capacity to face the situations which have been extremely challenging and in different periods have had its own burden in the process to make sometimes causing sometimes a dilemma. It has been very clear for us that we have had a mandate of the citizens of Kosovo to start a coordinated action with the internationals, especially the United States and the EU, so that we could to make a peaceful definition of Kosovo status. The framework set up before with Resolution 1244 and the international mission in Kosovo, civilian and military, was at the beginning a very good inspiration in the process of the development and setting up of democratic institutions through which Kosovo could go through 9 years to show its energy and dedication, that it is essentially oriented, that in its final project to realize it through a peaceful way. and it is connected also with the period of difficulties we went through, of an armed struggle with tragic results, and of a resistance necessary to save the people of Kosovo with the interspecial and extraordinary of NATO in Kosovo to save its disintegration. We were in this process together. We have worked together, we have moved together, and at the same, when the Security Council, the General Secretary, gave the mandate to Ahtisaari, President Ahtisaari, we have started on this process in a very good cooperation in another process together with the three, with the Troika. We have had difficulties by and some roadblocks by the Russian Federation, but at last on February 17, 2008, we gained independence. During this period, the unity of the team that led the process has expressed the cohesion, political cohesion, of the political interests of the citizens of Kosovo with a single vision to make Kosovo into a democratic country of all citizens, a country which would respect the freedom and rights of the people, that will have a very good care for the minorities, especially the Serb minority. The project of President Ahtisaari, though it has not been supported generally, with a general in unison, it has been supported by most of the countries of the Security Council and the democratic countries. And on this basis, the Kosovo missions proclaimed the independence of Kosovo, which refers to a very important moment of the development of new developments in our country. An independent, democratic Kosovo as an articulation of the will of the of its people, of the majority and the respect for the minorities, that has specific respect for the democratic inspirations of the people. It has the it aspires to become member of Euro-Atlantic and that is NATO and EU. We have coordinated our efforts so that in the best way we express our joy in the important that we have been waiting for centuries. It has been. It is very important to point out that most of the population of Kosovo, the majority of which is Albanian, but others as well, express their joy for the independence, and they have expressed it. We manifested our joy of what we call the pleasure, the satisfaction that we have to close all this process in a dignified way and respect all the feelings of all the other people who might also have a different perspective. We are very much dedicated to implement the Ahtisaari project. We have very quickly passed the Constitution of Kosovo, a constitution which has a essential content which is closely connected with two main ideas. The first one, the first level, within it are we find all the best, the most important principles of the modern constitutions, contemporary constitutions, and on the second, a combination, a reasonable combination of the fundamental projects of Ahtisaari project as a guarantee to the situation of the the respect of minorities in the country. The constitution was approved in June in great cooperation between the opposition and the opposition, with all the communities of minorities in the country, with the international community, ICON, and other mechanisms, we have reached to approve a series of laws, 41 of them, which fill up the laws and obligations from the Ahtisaari project. This is part of the great work that we have done so far. It is a testament for the new developments for the putting into effect this project. We say that within overnight we can change. We cannot say that we can change overnight the life of the people, that we can relieve them of all their concerns and go into a paradise life. But for us, it is important that we should understand the challenges practically to cope with them realistically, to deal with them one by one, and at the same time to have a proactive action, to get a proactive action. So we are very much pleased of the fact that we have the support of the donors. We will move forward more rapidly in the most important points of our plan, and we have very much set up that independent Kosovo. This expresses the internationals support us, and we want to say, to stress, to point out that we have to be recognized by other countries that probably are in the process of studying the procedures or other aspects. But I think that you that are in specific contacts with them, and we are doing our parallel work also to work together so that in unison, so that Kosovo will be a member of the international organisms. Which are some of the two or three essential challenges that are facing us now? In Kosovo, still there is a process of hesitation of part of the Serb community. This part is in the hands of the policies followed by so far by Belgrade. This part is at the same time a prey to the rhetorics, severe rhetorics in relations with Kosovo that has had so far. And this part, I would say, take the liberty to say, especially for the parallel structures, does not help the stability in the country, peace, law of rule of law, integration, because the most essential is to keep it in a stagnant situation, to create illusions, as if the question of Kosovo has not ended, so that they think that play the role, the third role, which is the need to accept another practical reality, which is our stand. Our stand is that these people and Kosovo in general must integrate in joint processes. We have to develop the policies, when have proactive projects, especially economic ones, but also other projects which are connected with the clarification of the model of the democratic state of Kosovo and the extension of possibilities of incorporation of their work and themselves into the daily life of the country. In Kosovo, the Serbs have their presentation in the parliament, in the government. The prime minister will say more in this direction, but at the same time, I can say that in Kosovo, we have a policy which has the feelings, and it has invested essentially to have a good rapport with our neighbors, with the countries in the region, and also to have good rapport relations also with Serbia in the future. We hope that we'll have a good return in the new government, in a new stand in the new government in Kosovo, so that, as it has been pointed out, as a person, I'm saying President Tadic, European tendencies, and he has to prove this. And it can be proved with what can be connected with respect of the process of new realities in Southeastern Europe, of avoiding investments, interfering investments in Kosovo, and the accepting the concept of good cooperation. This is our stand. And another important element is the conclusion as soon as possible of the new configuration process of UNMIK in Kosovo, so that as it is under the as it is foreseen by taken over by EULEX, and a cooperation with the EULEX, and they will have a good history, a good story in Kosovo, because the EULEX, I think, will have a good presence of European Union and the United States and other countries, so that they will speed up the processes of positive developments in the independence and sovereign Republic of Kosovo. This is what I would like to say. We'll talk further, but I would like to point out that I am very extremely honored that together with the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister, we are having a very historic visit in the United States. The meetings we had with President Bush, the Secretary, State Secretary Rice, Notting Gates with the Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, and other personalities who are as continuous as powerful support in this transitional period. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Prime Minister.
Honourable Mr. Bogaisky, honourable ladies and gentlemen, the President pointed out that Kosovo is on the way of progress, and it is making extraordinary progress in these 6 months after we proclaimed our country a sovereign democratic country, independent democratic country. After that long, arduous process of sacrifices, of the direct dialogue with the international support of the United States and the EU, and the participation of Russia, we came to the conclusion that the only solution for Kosovo is the proclamation, the coordinated proclamation of independence, which took place in February 2008, which is the respect of the will of the full will of the Kosovo people for a democratic, independent country. All this process has been done in close cooperation with the United States of America, with other Western countries, of the EU, with NATO, with our pledge for the continuous presence of NATO and Western countries in our countries. It has been a successful management of the proclamation of independence, but also of the celebrations and the festivals, because of the all what we have done for centuries to accept to wait for our for this proclamation. And we do not want the idea of the minorities to leave the country, but at the same time, I would like to say that I'm at the head of the government of Kosovo. Two Serb ministers are members of my government, and one is from the Turkish minority. And we are aiming at strengthening the participation of the minorities. Soon after that, we started with the implementation of the President Ahtisaari's plan for us and for the international community, the Western countries, was the best plan possible, more acceptable, and I would say the most that could be implemented in the best way. We have started to work on it in the best way. We are working with greater responsibility in unison as policy and as citizens, and we have made important steps forward, which was realized. The reality is we have the constitution now, which guarantees the rights of the minorities in the most affirmative way possible. But at the same time, we have continued with full success with the organization of conferences, the Donors Conference, from which Kosovo gained full support of the donors of about $2 billion, which was a project. It was the project, it was our responsibility, it was our vision, it was the framework of the budgetary framework that we had, and above all, the installation of a new good governance in Kosovo so that international investors could trust us in this pledge. And this period of donations will be the period, a two-year period, which would be very important for Kosovo so that Kosovo improves economically. We as a government have pledged that for every cent we'll have accountability, we'll have regular contacts about the reforms. The country of Kosovo has been recognized by 43 countries, two-thirds of the EU countries, two-thirds of NATO countries, seven countries of G8. But these recognitions will continue in the future. We are working intensively with all our friends so that this process can be intensified. We have installed in Kosovo democratic institutions, effective ones. Legal infrastructure is according to all Western standards. We have installed the rule of law, and we are pledged that we will not will have zero tolerance for negative influences like corruption, etc. We have excellent relations with the neighbor countries, Albania, Macedonia. We have started to solve this problem, and Montenegro be also recognized by Macedonia. And we have very good relations of cooperation with Montenegro. And we are expecting a new quick recognition by Montenegro as well. We are also pledging to have very good relations in the future with Serbia. The democratic world had a very good news yesterday, the arrest of Karadzic. But Belgrade has to work more to arrest all other criminals who have committed crimes in Bosnia, Kosovo, and elsewhere. We are continuing to work so that we build all the legal infrastructure which will create security for the international investors so that they would come and be safe there. Kosovo has great possibilities, possibilities which we, as we have pledged, to create the safety and security based on the legal framework so that we'll have powerful investments. At the same time, we are investing in reforms, education reform, energy reform, healthcare reform, and all infrastructure, in all aspects for the beginning of the economic development of Kosovo. And in the end, I'd like to point out that Kosovo today is a nation, an independent, sovereign state for a success for the entire region. It will bring peace, stability, and opening up perspectives for the entire region so that it will integrate in NATO and the European Union. Thank you.
Okay, we have about 20, 25 minutes question time. I'd want you to please keep your questions or comments very, very brief. State your name and affiliation, and we have microphones that are circulating around, so be patient. First question, please. Over here, of course. Needs no introduction, but introduce yourself anyway.
Thank you, Janusz Edward Joseph, Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. Mr. President, Prime Minister, Mir Menjesi, Mir Sevieni, Gzuar. Congratulations. Gentlemen, Dr. Bugajski and Prime Minister Thaci both mentioned the arrest of Radovan Karadzic yesterday in Belgrade. I am wondering if either of you see that arrest as potentially relieving pressure on Belgrade with respect to its position on Kosovo. And if you are concerned about the possible action in the International Court of Justice over the decision, which could postpone recognition further. Finally, anything that Kosovo can do itself, without help of the United States and other countries to get more countries to recognize. Falamanderichum.
I would like to give general questions and answers. We would not like to leave Karadzic's arrest with the important visit of the Kosovo delegation here in Washington, but I can say that it is over a decade that Serbia, with all its governments, has hidden, given shelter to, and had these war criminals. And the Prime Minister said that it is not the Karadzic example alone, but there are many other people who we are very much convinced, and I have stressed it out, pointed it out in my talks with representatives of other countries, and that the government, the Serbian government knows where they are. And at the same time, I can also say that the Serb government has very good information about where they are, where the 2,000 buried people in Kosovo are, the remains of 2,000 people from Kosovo are. So it is very important for us to have good signs, but not doubting signs, which keep these tensions high in relation with Kosovo. And on the other hand, part of the process, I would say, a profiting process so that from Serbia, so that it can fulfill its intentions. We are interested that we create a new level of communication between two sovereign countries. Kosovo has had gone through this tragedy, which you know, we can never forget those. But we are very much pledged to keep all this in our memory as a closed chapter and start the best relations between two sovereign countries. under the prism of these demands by Serbia is also the international court. According to its tendency, it will bring to this court the countries that have recognized the independence of Kosovo, countries that have helped the freedom of a people. Kosovo is a sui generis. It has never been part with its own will with Serbia. It has been part of a state structure which was destroyed with the same competences de facto as the other federal units. The disintegration of ex-federation was bloody. The first starting in Kosovo, this bloody policy, and it ended in Kosovo. So the Kosovo people has its legitimacy to decide on its own destiny. The third is recognition. We will work. Of course, we need help with help of other countries and the United States as well. They are practical aspects. We need the recognition of even countries which are smaller than Kosovo or bigger than Kosovo geographically. So everybody that knows recognizes us is a plus for us.
Next question, please. Over here, Mike. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Lambros Pavendoliou, Greek correspondent, Eleftheros Tipos, Greek Daily. Mr. Thatcher, how do you respond to the accusation by Metropolitan of Kosovo, Artemios, that you met with Osama bin Laden in Tirana, and what is the purpose of this meeting?
Artemios.
It was such a good question. Let's have it again. Yeah.
How do you respond to the accusation of the Metropolitan of Kosovo, Artemios, that you met in Tirana with Osama bin Laden, and I'm wondering what is the purpose of this meeting? If it's true, yes or not?
The Kosovo people and Kosovo policy have always been oriented towards Washington, Brussels, and NATO. We have had struggle with the sacrifices of 2,000 citizens of Kosovo, respecting all the democratic principles. And we are very proud that Kosovo did not have the smallest hole for terrorist elements and fundamental Islamic fundamentalist elements. It didn't have in the past, it doesn't have now, it won't have in the future as well. Never. Potakimi. I cannot answer to your imagination. I am very proud to be at the head of the struggle against the struggle against the Serbs and those who want to come to our country.
My name is Alir Zherka. Very nice to see you here this morning. You both gave an argument and a presentation for moving forward as a country. Can you talk to us a little bit about your next steps in terms of the economy of Kosovo and how you're working with some of the countries in the region to strengthen the economy?
In fact, an obstacle was this to the economic development of Kosovo was its status. But now that we have a democratic country, we have great perspectives ahead of us, perspective which we have pledged to manage in a successful way. I mentioned in necessary condition was the setting up of a good governance so that it has the be supported by the people and the internationals. And we have achieved this in the last 6 months. But we have to work with the administration of the UN, international community, and NATO. We have had this kind of good cooperation before that in the last 9-year period. We have started with the infrastructure of the legal framework, which is on Western fundamentals, and it opens up perspectives and creates the optimism that will have a good progress and future. The new climate for the economic development of Kosovo is a possibility which we will make use of. I mentioned earlier, we are building good relations with all the regional countries, but our aim is NATO and the EU. And in this direction, there is no dilemma in Kosovo. There is a good pledge and there is vision. The success of the Donors Conference was a success of this orientation, of clear orientation for the economic policies as well. I pointed out that we have already started with these reforms. In the legal framework, we are investing powerfully, I would say, in education, and we consider education as economy, because investing in knowledge is we invest in the future of the economic development and the social economic progress of the country. At the same time, we are investing in the reforms in the sector, in energy sector. Kosovo is a part of the region which has energy crisis, but it has extraordinary possibilities so that it can cover its needs, but at the same time will help the region. So we have started on a serious project that I am convinced that will have success, not only in the energy sector of power stations, but also wind, solar, and other energy. We are working also in the healthcare infrastructure, the roads. Also, we have the support of the internationals in these projects. They will not be supported by the consolidated budget of Kosovo, but also by the pledges of the international community as well. At the same time, an important element for the real economic development of Kosovo is the dedication of the Kosovo institutions to have zero tolerance to negative corruption and etc. So this is our pledge, and we will continue in the future as well. We pledge also our pledge at the Donors Conference to start as soon as possible, that is, as soon as we return to Kosovo, that management of this process will be very transparent, and for every cent will have accountability. We are regular contacts and meetings with the donors so that they themselves can see for themselves and confirm the implementation of these donations, but at the same time, we will confirm our responsibility of the implementation of these pledges of donors. And everything in Kosovo is being done in close partnership with the internationals. Kosovo has applied for membership in IMF, with the World Bank, and I hope that I believe that the response will be a positive one. We've had an invitation. Thank you.
Next question, please. Let me jump in, because there's not many questions for some reason. How do you assess the progress of the ULEX mission in taking over from UNMIC, and what do you foresee in the next few months? Will UNMIC actually hand over all its responsibilities to the European Union?
It is a specific theme, that topic that I would reserve for the end of my speech. Kosovo has entered the new process of the need to start an international cooperation with a presence. We have two presences, NATO and ULEX, which will continue with the needs, will continue their presence for the needs of the country. And they will stay for a long time, so that they will be our partners, cooperation partners at the same time. I think that we could have, it would be better to have a more accelerated process. And we have waited for the start of this acceleration soon after the proclamation of independence of Kosovo. It is a very helpful I've expressed it also in the UN, and the letter that I sent to the General Secretary Ban Ki-moon, that the process of configuration on UNMIC in this period will end very soon. Every retardation will bring dilemmas in the functionality and effectiveness of democracy and developments in Kosovo. And every retardation will have its consequences. So we think that the preparations for what we call the easy transition period from the international mission to the other one will be easy. We will never agree that in Kosovo have two missions. And UNMIC, for example, will remain as a mission which will take care of the Serbs, and EULEX will take care of the Kosovars or the Albanians, the majority. For us, it is important to have only one mission, which will help the Kosovo institutions, our processes, and the citizens. Of course, that we have said, and we are pledged to work well, and we would also want to remind you that the implementation part of the ACO will be in effective function to help the Kosovo institutions to implement Ahtisaari plan, our pledges, that is, and we do not have any dilemma in this. There might be practical problems that can exist in every society, but we have the determination and we will work.
Other question, please.
In Albania? Can I ask in Albania?
Tabi pyetje në anglisht. If this is Jirbreja from the World Bank. Mr. Prime Minister, you mentioned that from the donors' conference in Brussels, you were given like $2 billion. Which is the guarantee that you will manage this money correctly? And which are some of the measures that you have taken in this direction? The guarantee to management, of good management, is the determination of the Kosovo institutions, of its leadership, institutions that convinced the international community for the good management, and the professionalism that we showed that made the donors trust us with this project. This is a testimony to the transparency of this process, and I think that this is the close cooperation with all the relevant international institutions. This will not be an isolated process. It will be open, it will be transparent, and in close cooperation and partnership. We have created joint mechanisms now with USAID, the World Bank, and other institutions that will work in the two-year project, in the projects that are coming in the 2 years. We are foreseeing 3-4 period. It was foreseen that this project would be for 3 to 4 years, but we asked that this be a shorter period. We'll fight against crime, organized crime, and we have showed our dedication in this, and I would say patriotic determination to fight corruption and organized crime, and then will not leave any opening to this. We'll have zero tolerance to this negative phenomenon for the society and the stability.
Time for one more question. Somebody else, you've already asked. Suddenly everybody wants to ask. Can you stay another hour? Just over here.
David Sands with the Washington Times. Could you assess the situation in the north, and in the long run, do you think the Kosovo Serbs will, or that part of the country can be integrated into Kosovo if a majority in that area does not support the idea of an independent Kosovo?
I said it at the beginning that in Kosovo, there is a part of the Serb citizens who hesitate to accept the reality and to be part of this reality in setting up conditions for life for all the citizens. There are reasons for why they do this, and I mentioned it in my speech, that the reasons why, but there is a parallel function of this. This is what brings tension to Kosovo, and they want to have Kosovo as a prey. Most of the Serbs in Kosovo, two-thirds of Serbs live within Kosovo. After the proclamation of Kosovo as independent country, the ill omens or scenarios that foresaw the massive exodus, demonstrations, etc., of the revolt of the citizens, all these did not happen. It was a dignified way of how they behaved, also of the Serbs, that they love the Kosovo as their own country. And we encourage those on this basis to continue the cooperation in the future. And it is very good that part of them participate in the institutions as positions reserved for them. We would like that in the coming election mandates, every citizen of Kosovo to think very highly of their vote, the vote that they will give. We have also, they will have their reserved quota so that they will participate. There will be some ideas circulating about the cantonization of Kosovo for the separation of Kosovo. They do not have any support. They do not have the support even in among the Serbs in Kosovo, because they see that their interests are violated as equal citizens to have to move freely within Kosovo. They think, as we do, that Kosovo loses its multi-ethnic character, because with the idea that probably somebody can invest in the separation of Kosovo, but many problems will come up, for which it would be very difficult to come to the bottom of it. So we have made an assessment of our realities, and this normal, real limited number of people, we have the security council, etc., that together will work in unison. So this part of Kosovo should not be a frozen conflict, but work so that people can return to their homes, the Albanians in the north and the Serbs in the south, so that people can have work, can have jobs. They see the perspective of development, and this is the chance. I know that it cannot be done overnight, but it will be done through a process, an important process, and done through the projects of the government that the government has in place.
Very short question. It's going to be the last one. I hope it's a very good one.
Thank you very much. Yelena Osipova from the Armenian Reporter. And I was wondering what is Kosovo's stance on the fact that there are many other entities in the world that are seeking independence or recognition of their independence, and will you be supporting them wherever that is? Thank you.
I think that I gave a response in the previous question, but I think that we evaluate this reality of the common reality of all the Kosovo citizens. We need the stability of the neighboring countries as well. Never will Kosovo have any idea of aggravation or expansion in other territories, but there might be individuals who could play with, let us say, that what you mentioned of the independence, proclamation of independence, of the separation of Kosovo, the separation of part of Kosovo. But it is not supported by their citizens as well, by the institutions of Kosovo and by the international community as well.
Okay, I think we're done. Thank you very much, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister. Let me just throw in a last word. I think, as you've underscored, it's important for Kosovo to be successful, and it's important for the U.S. to make sure that it's committed to that success over the next few years. So looking forward to seeing both of you in Pristina. Thank you very much for coming. Welcome.